Namaskaram listeners, this is Ishinu Yogi speaking and it's 6:40 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, today has been an awesome day for me. I just got to run today and that's something that I really love. Today was track workouts, Yasso repeats, but I could not do at the paces that I was supposed to do, but I still got to do 8 reps. Of Yasso repeats 800 meters, and I did it at a very convenient or easy pace along with Srini. And objective was not to sweat and not to make sure that, and just to make sure that my tattoo does not get soaked in sweat. So I had to make sure that my paces are easy and also that I keep my hand dry as possible, so that the tattoo should heal faster. So that's the objective. So anyways, I enjoyed the run today. It was fairly easy for me. I was completely nasal breathing. I was just giving company to Srini, and 2 reps in the middle I just skipped, just to cool my body and make sure that I am able to focus on my breathing, and that's the reason I just took it very, very easy. And those splits were quite good. I didn't even go through the splits because that was not the objective of today's target. I did run for 1 hour 20 minutes, which is really, really good, and post that gave me confidence of actually doing some stretching and yoga at around 12 o'clock, 11:30 approximately. I did it for an hour, and then in the evening again I did Sucharita's strength training session, so which I just love to do, and I just flowed through this process and I just love this. So overall, I would say in terms of workout, it's been a good day today for me. My tattoo is healing, though I can see some of the skin is peeling off and other stuff that's happening. I just need to be little careful that I do not peel too much of my skin. So yeah, actually naturally the colors or the skin might just peel off. That is a known factor. I've applied virgin coconut oil on my hand just to make sure that it actually heals well properly. So I just have to make sure that I'm not explicitly or exclusively or peeling my tattoo. It should not be peeled. So that's one thing. Besides that, today I was again reading the Breakout Principle book again. So I had read that a couple of months back, and I talked about this in my previous podcast also about the basic principles of breakout that has been explained in that book, and I was just revisiting it. That's because in Zero to Dangerous, again, they have this concept of the 4 stages of flow, and I was just trying to correlate it with the breakout principle there on the book that I've read, and I really find it useful. When I read these books, The Breakout Principle, The Ant and the Elephant, Zero to Dangerous, it's all about connecting the dots. And what I mean by saying connecting the dots is, firstly, you need to understand how your mind works. That's one thing. So once you understand how your mind works, what are the things that you can control? Your thoughts, your emotions, your subconscious mind, your conscious mind. The second stage is actually to get clarity in your goals. And once you get those clarity in your goals, once you know, okay, this is what I want to pursue or go for, then comes the stage where you can think of flow and say, okay, how do I achieve them through consistency? How do I keep myself motivated? How do I make sure that I am doing this day in and day out and achieving the results? And when challenges come in front of you, how do you face those challenges? How do you manage things? How do you motivate people around you? You know, so there are so many things that are there. Once you understand the whole mind mapping system, I would say, you know, how the whole thing works, it becomes very, very easy for you to really go for your goals, understand and just, you know, get the crux of your achievement and just be a person who is able to tick off those boxes which you have set for yourself. So I really feel blessed and confident that, you know, I am able to get time to do all these things, which are the basis of human evolution and survival. I think these are the survival techniques which every person should learn, right from students to leaders. And but that's not practiced widely, which is very surprising for me. You know, I thought that you know, these are things which we should be learning in school. We should be practicing these things day in, day out. But doesn't seem to be the case, which is, I know why I feel compelled to, you know, do these things again and again, learn, you know, 3-4 times. And this is the second time I'm reading this book, because this concept is so difficult to understand and absorb and incorporate into our daily lives. And every time I read this, I just try to see how can I simplify this and teach others the same principle in a more effective manner, in a more you know, in a way which people can incorporate it easily. I know there are many people who have tried this, and there are great authors on these concepts and books. But like I said, connecting the dots is the most important thing. And I'm happy that, you know, I'm able to do these courses, learn a lot about it. And finally, yes, I need to connect these dots. Perhaps, maybe I might just get the topic for my next book. But it all depends on how and when I publish my other books. So those things are very important. Well, besides that, I had a few one-on-ones which lasted quite long. I didn't expect them to last so long. So my time was fairly spent on those calls today. And I now going to work on a few more meetings. And then I have a few plans that I need to create. So overall, it's been a busy day for me in terms of connecting with people. And I think that's my job, and I need to get better and better at it. Not that I'm too bad, but of course, we always say there's always scope for improvement, right? So that's one thing that I'm always looking forward to. So that's how I'm, you know, spending my day. It's amazing journey. I want to keep learning and, you know, keep forging ahead and making those connections, being a leader. There are so many things that I want to achieve. So let's see how things go. Well, folks, that's it from my side. This is how I'm spending my time. This is how I'm learning, growing every day. I'm learning new concepts, thought processes. And I think it's a great life to live, where you keep on learning and growing. And that's the only way where we can actually realize our goals, realize our potential, and go for it. Thanks, guys. If you have any questions, queries, suggestions, please reach out to me. I'll be very happy to answer them. And please do take care of yourself. I hope you're enjoying your week as much as I am. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.